So many news stories, current events, popular culture moments, and ministry stories are being thrown at us every day. We need to process these spiritually, and I'm here to talk to you about some of the biggest moments that are happening this week. This is Prophetic Perspectives, and I'm your host, John Bowles.
I'm Sean Bowles, and welcome to our weekly podcast on Exploring the Prophetic, which this week we're going to talk about a prophetic season we're in to have a physical reset. What does that mean? It means that God, when he paid a price through his son on the cross, he paid that price on this side of eternity for you to have the fullness of life, the fullness of health that you could have on this side of eternity. Now, we know in heaven, we're going to be perfect. We're going to have perfect bodies, perfect health, the whole thing. I hope I'm a 30-year-old at that point and for the rest of eternity. But on earth, we still have things that God wants us to partner in our faith to go after health. So I'm going to talk about that and the reset that some of you may be experiencing where Holy Spirit's impressing on you. Maybe it's over your workout journey. Maybe it's over your mental health. Maybe it's over something that you've been carrying as far as an infirmity to actually do something about it, to actually go through a medical process. And so we're going to talk about that. And I hope it's going to be really helpful for you. But if you've never heard our podcast before, make sure to subscribe to the podcast. Or if it's on YouTube right now and you're watching us on YouTube, hit that notification bell or subscribe button or both. It is better. Both is better. So you can be with us on the journey the whole time because we have every week messages that come out just for you. They're going to help you in your faith. They're going to help you to maybe position yourself differently this year. And that's why we call it Exploring the Prophetic, because we sometimes have interviews with people about hearing God's voice. Now it's changed their life and the world around them. But we also have these sermons every Sunday where I get to share from my spirit, from my heart, and even from my journey what God is doing in the season we're in right now. It's kind of a, you know, Kairos moment to live in. And we want to be as prepared as we can to live this way. So we're seeing an uptick, obviously, in general health emphasis all over culture. And this is no mistake. I mean, this is absolutely something that God had planned. God's releasing grace over health right now. And it's in this season. And the Holy Spirit, I believe, is speaking to people all over. Some of you are watching right now going, oh my gosh, this is my message. Or some of you are like, I'm kind of worried about him speaking to me about health. And we're going to talk about that too. But God's speaking about health and diet and exercise and medical needs and all these things. And many of you who've suffered afflictions are going to see the suffering reduced, if not healed. So it's going to be a beautiful, different season when you apply faith in your Christianity to your body and your health. So we're going to talk about that. So new medical resources are going to be brought into lives. We're going to see fresh strength for the journey ahead. But there's a shift that needs to happen in how we think about our bodies. And some of you understand this right now, because some of you feel like your bodies have failed you. Maybe you have a chronic condition, or you've experienced deep disappointment in your physical health. Maybe it's aging itself. Maybe your aging feels like it's been a betrayal. Some of you might be in survival mode because of the body and the way you treat it. But God's inviting you to focus on his redemptive plan over your body, again, on this side of eternity. This is a moment to partner in your faith with all that God has planned for your physical health. And so maybe you've never done that consciously before, or maybe you have, and you've gone through trying to get healed of something. Maybe you have you're carrying a disease or an infirmity or a handicap, and you tried to go after it. You went to healing meetings, or you went to the church elders to pray, or you've had people pray for you and it didn't work. And so I want to talk about this resetting you for faith for your physical journey, because God wants to do something. And in 2000 to 2001, I had a parasite. It came from South America and it was really aggressive. And this parasite had only been in America one or two other times. So it was very aggressive and untreatable. So I took all the kinds of parasite kind of cleansers first because they thought it was a standard parasite. Then when those didn't work, they started to do more intense things. The medical group I was with actually put me through a type of chemo. Can you imagine taking chemotherapy for a parasite? And this thing, I mean, the chemo stripped my metabolism, my immune system. The parasite was destroying me. And the parasite caused me to lose all this weight. But the chemo caused me, because it was experimental, to store all kinds of things like food and water in my system. And I wasn't eating much, but what I was eating was not processing well within my system. And so I actually went on hospice. It was that bad. I was to the point where they said, we can't cure the parasite. And now the chemotherapy that's experimental is killing you. And so it was one of those times in life where it was so weird, so surreal. And this is, again, back in 2000, 2001. And there was a healing in my body, which was beautiful. A physical healing happened at a prayer meeting at my parents' house with a woman who had come, you know, from out of state. That was beautiful. And I've told that story before. But one of the stories I haven't told is, you know, for the next 10 years, I was working out, especially the next 2 years after that. I was so excited that I was healed of the parasite that I hired a friend who was a trainer. And I went into the gym 5 to 7 days a week. I changed my lifestyle as far as everything I ate. I was being very conscious of it. And my body wouldn't reduce weight and my body wouldn't change. And I was talking to a doctor at the time and we were doing supplements, everything we could do. And I had two different trainers break down in tears and say, we're doing everything we can. Maybe it's us. Maybe we failed. And it's like, you haven't failed. My body failed. And I remember saying my body failed. And I guess this is just how I'm going to be now. At the time I was, you know, I had some change happen, of course, but I was very overweight and I couldn't have a lot of energy hours a day. I think I had like 5 to 6 energy hours a day that were really strong and the rest were pretty weak. You know, I didn't have normal energy. I wasn't married, didn't have kids at the time. Thank God, because it was so debilitating. And that season I would go do a meeting, preach or minister somewhere. And then I would be tired, you know, and sleep 8 to 10 hours just to recover from, you know, a 4-hour meeting, which is our 3-hour meeting. So it was really, really hard on my body, really, really hard on my mental health. And I remember because I was, you know, working at it so much, I just felt like my body, this is how my body is now. And I guess that's it. And I just felt really mad. I just felt really betrayed by my body. And, you know, years into it, this is many years later, I think it was about 8 years into it. It was 10 years into it. Sorry. A young woman who was part of our church that I had planted out in LA, she was pursuing the entertainment industry and she was pretty new. She's renewing her faith and pretty new to our atmosphere. And we had a prayer time right after one of the worship sessions and anybody could pray for the person on the right or the left. Well, she came up to me as a pastor and said, hey, I want to say the exact phrase she said, because I've kept this all these years. And sometimes I'd say it a little bit wrong, but she didn't know anything about what was going on physically. She never knew about my story. And she said, your body has not betrayed you. It helped you sustain you or helped sustain you through sickness. And if you work on it, it will respond. And then she said it again, your body has not betrayed you. It sustained you through sickness. And if you work on it, it will respond. And it was so far out of left field because I hadn't talked to anybody about my body. I was very private about that part of the journey at that time. And it came out of left field. And I had to emotionally process the fact that I did feel betrayed by my body. I felt like my body, you know, didn't work at all. But I remember this one doctor had said, who had gone to during the whole process after I was, you know, healed the parasite, but I was still recovering from the effects of chemo. And he said, because you were so healthy, because I was working out all the time before this, he said, your body is so strong. You lived through this. Thank God for your body. He was a Christian doctor. And I was like, not so much. My body sucks. And I remember just, I never partnered expectation of faith anymore because my body was so different than it had been before this. Plus I was aging at the same time. And so you're different in your 30s than your 20s. And then my body on top of that was different. And I remember just going, I can't thank God for this. I can't, I'm so sad about this. But when this young woman declared this over me, you know, just a little while after, a couple of years after that doctor had said that, I thank God for my body. And I gloried in God for the fact that I was alive, because I should have died. But because I was in good health and because my body was strong, I was alive. So I thank God that I was even alive. I love life. I love being alive. And so I just couldn't believe it. And I did have the energy for life, even though I didn't have fullness of health. So I also renewed that sense of hope that I could accumulate more health. And I just said, God, I know you didn't leave me here to just suffer and degenerate. I know that if I apply my faith, I'll accumulate more health and I'll be able to use the health I do have for its maximum results, for its maximum life that I can live. And that was a hard one because I thought maybe I'll never have more than 6 energy hours a day. Maybe I'll never have a full metabolism again. Maybe I was getting sick like 10 to 12 times a year with flus and strep throat and these kinds of things, you know, tonsillitis constantly for 10 years because my immune system was so stripped and I had chronic tonsillitis every year would flare up and it was just, and they wouldn't, didn't want to take out my tonsils and the whole thing. So all that time I was just so discouraged because of how my body just wasn't responding. But all of a sudden it switched inside of me. Like I'm going to thank God for the health I do have. I'm going to partner my faith for the health I do have. And I'm going to believe that I can accumulate more health again, more life again, more. And it was just such a switch inside of me. It was just one of those miraculous moments. Some of you need to hear that story because you need to make that switch. Maybe you have something that's chronic, like a fibromyalgia, or you have diabetes or something that's just chronic or disease. And so it's a long-term thing you carry in your body. It's not just a short-term thing that kills you, but it's a long-term thing that you're carrying in your body that you're saying, I don't know what to do with this. I don't know how to partner my faith. I feel betrayed. I feel like I have to do this whole medical treatment all the time that I don't like doing. And no one likes doing medical treatment all the time. Everyone hates it. I mean, it's so wearisome to your mental health, your physical health, and so your emotional health. I understand that. But there's a God who loves you. And if this is your word, make sure to comment hashtag my turn, because I'm going to get into the word to give you hope in just a minute. But I wanted to share my story because I know that helps also to have some of you relate to the fact that I've been there. Like I felt betrayed by my body and maybe I need to renew my mind as well. Now that part may not fit everybody. This is not a one size fits all in the sense of this particular story, but this, you may feel like this is your word because God's been speaking to you in 2025 about health. And so I want to encourage you to go to bowlsministries.com and go to info at Bowles Ministries to email us, or bowlesministries.com, and fill out a comment form. And you could tell us what you need prayer for, and we will pray with you. You could also go to our YouTube and just leave a comment, my turn and what you need prayer for. We're going to be praying for you. I look through those comments every week and I pray for you guys. I know my team does as well. But I'm going to kind of go through some steps, because first of all, we know God cares about our health, but I want to give you some biblical understanding behind it, because many people think that God's only concerned with our spirit. His concern is only, you know, over our spiritual well-being, that we'll be with him in heaven. But that's not true. Otherwise, there would be like two callings. There would be like somebody who gets you saved and somebody to kill you to get you in heaven. Just kidding. But, you know, there's a calling on the earth, and God cares about you walking out the fullness of what he dreamed for you to the capacity you can in this fallen world. And so he cares about your entire being, your spirit, your soul, and your body. And that's a really important thought. So some of you need to stop there and go, okay, I've never thought about God caring about my body. And some of you have, you know, not had that modeled to you, and you haven't had health modeled to you, maybe a healthy lifestyle modeled to you, but God will model it to you. The Holy Spirit lives inside of you, and he will help you with those areas that maybe you didn't have the best environment growing up. You know, like if you were in the middle of America growing up, like our family was, you know, we ate meat and potatoes and all kinds of carbs and all kinds of stuff. My parents didn't get awakened to a health journey until I was in high school. And then they were like, oh, wait, this diet doesn't work for everybody. We need to be healthier. And so like some of you may feel like even just the lifestyle of how you were raised betrayed you, you know, those kinds of things. But 1 Thessalonians 5:23 says, may God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that word blameless means fullness. It means it's a word that didn't translate well from Greek or Aramaic into English. It doesn't just mean like clean as in holy, like you're set apart and with no sin, but it means wholeness in your body. That blameless means wholeness. And so may God keep you in your spirit, mind, and body with wholeness. And God cares about every part of you. He's not just a redeemer. He's also your healer. We see this in Exodus 15:26. I am the Lord who heals you. But all through the scriptures, even Jesus declared this. But this means he's actively at work in your body, bringing restoration, strength, and breakthrough. And yes, we know that God can heal people. The majority of Christians on the earth know that God can bring a miracle. But we also know that he doesn't heal the majority of people on the earth right now. And so that means that even when healing doesn't come instantly, he's still present in your health journey. And so some of you who may have a really debilitating thing going on in your body, and you go, but God, like you've believed for healing, and maybe you're discouraged because you didn't get the supernatural miracle, there's still a health journey for you even without the miracle. There's still a wellness journey for you even without the miracle. Maybe some of you, it's for a child or a grandchild that you have, and you're discouraged because they didn't get that healing. And sometimes we have to realize that there's a moment in time where we give God what we do have, and we come with our fish and our loaves, and we let him do something with those fish and loaves in our life. And so sometimes we come with our body and we say, even with the handicaps it has or the needs we have, I still come to you, God, knowing that you're going to do something that only you could do in my life that will be immeasurably more than I could hope or imagine. Ephesians 3:20. The second thing is Jesus is bringing an abundant life. John 10:10 talks about this. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I've come that you may have a life and have it to the full. Now, this word fullness is the word abundance, and it means, and like if you look at what it means, it's ridiculous because it means so much more than everybody else. So it's basically the first time Jesus is comparing what he's giving to what everybody else has and gives, and says, what I'm giving you in life is abundantly more than everybody else has in their life. And this includes your physical health. And it's not just spiritual salvation, but it also brings a wholeness to your body on the side of eternity. Now, when the Holy Spirit comes on us as we get saved, so you can relate to this, like what's one of the first things that happens? Conviction of sin. It's one of the first things that all of a sudden you go, wait, I can't do that anymore. Oh, that doesn't feel right. Or I can't have that conversation. Or this feels wrong. Or I need to apologize. That's not you. You weren't like that before very much. You were saved. Maybe you had a conscience about some things, but your conscience was very self-serving. But when you have the Holy Spirit, he's not self-serving. So one of the first things that happens when we get saved is we hear the Holy Spirit bring us into conviction. So as we're reading the Bible, as we're praying, as we're spending time with God, we start to become a better version of person because the character of Christ starts to dwell within us. Well, one of the second things the Holy Spirit speaks about is how to marshal your energies, how to use your life, your physical body, your emotional energy, your spiritual energy, all these things, how to use these things in your life. And I don't mean that in a New Agey sense. I mean that as in we have so much capacity, how do we use it correctly? And then he wants to protect that energy. He wants to protect our body, our mind, our spirit, and these kinds of things. And when we look at the story of the woman with the issue of blood in Mark 5, 25 through 34, the first thing that happened was we have to realize she was suffering for 12 years. The second thing is she spent all she had on doctors, but only grew worse. And the third thing is, but when she reached out in faith to touch Jesus, she was instantly healed. And Jesus didn't just heal her body. He restored her dignity and he gave her a new future. Now, this is, again, a miracle story, but it also is indicative of what Jesus does for you when you partner your faith for your healing journey. I have a friend who, she grew up in an overweight family who didn't care about their physical health, and their favorite restaurant was Taco Bell. And they went to fast food when they ate at home, and she ate really bad her whole life. And so she was very embarrassed about it. So she would tell people she had, like, you know, a genetic problem, or she would tell people all kinds of things. And people fat shamed her all the time, and it was really hard for her. And by the time she became a Christian, I think she's around 16, 17, she was like, can God do anything with my body? Can he change? Can he help me? Because I've now gone on diets. I've gone to a dietitian. I've done all this nutritionist and nothing's changing. By the time she was about 21, she'd been praying for a couple years, and she tried a lot of the Christian diets and those kinds of things. And they're not bad, but they're not always good either for everybody. And so she just finally was like, I just repent and I give you my health journey, God. And what she was amazed at is that as she said that, the Holy Spirit said, just walk with me every day. Just take steps with me every day. So in the morning, she got up the next day and she said, oh, I'm hungry. What am I going to eat? And she was going to eat something like, you know, she would normally eat. I don't know what it would be, maybe Pop-Tarts or cereal or whatever. And she just had this feeling like, no, I need to cook eggs and I need to eat healthy proteins. I'm going to have avocados. And she started to, that wasn't her normal. So she knew the Holy Spirit was doing a work in her life. And she started to have different cravings, but she would have those original cravings. And she looked at them as the sinful pattern of the world that she was raised in. And she said, I'm going to say no to the sinful pattern. And sometimes she would not say no, but she ended up saying, so after about 12 months, she was completely healed. And she had dignity in the healing, because it wasn't like a physical healing to where she had supernatural. She had an everyday, which is to me supernatural too, occurrence of the Holy Spirit leading her. So when she went back for home for her family, because she had moved away, when she went back home for her family journey, she had lost most of her weight. She was also physically fit and she was eating differently and she was glowing. And her family was like, who are you? What happened to our daughter? What's going on? And she said, my faith is real. And the proof that my faith is real is that God is retraining me to be the version of me that I'm supposed to be, type thing, you know. And they were just shocked and they knew it was true. So I think the woman with the issue of blood, how many of those doctors were impressed by who Jesus was? How many of the people who she knew she had money, who were her neighbors and people who she had talked to about this issue of blood, were convicted by the fact that she was healed and wanted to know who Jesus was. So when we go on these health journeys, it actually inspires people, because people see us carry allergies, or they see us carry the people who are in wheelchairs, people who are, you know, people who have a debilitating type B diabetes or whatever. And then all of a sudden God comes in and takes you on a different health journey. And sometimes some of those things change. Sometimes they don't, but sometimes some of those things change. And people look at that and there's something about the dignity that God brings you in that not everybody gets, because not everybody knows how to break through those patterns if there's patterns in it. And not everyone has a supernatural help from the Holy Spirit, but you do. And if you didn't know that today, it's time to pray. So, you know, many of you today need to reach out your faith for your own healing and breakthrough. And we're going to talk about that in just a minute, because in even telling these stories, like, some of you are like, no, I've lived the best quality of health life I could in my lifetime. And you had those skills, you had those tools. And that's amazing too, because you want to pray that you have the full energy in your body for everything God has for you. That's a great prayer to have. And maybe you're already on the side where you have energy, but now it's time to know where to marshal it, know how to use it. But for some of you, it's, you need to reaccumulate what God originally intended for you. And it's possible. And some of you haven't felt it's possible. It feels like climbing a mountain, or it feels like getting a supernatural arm growing back or something, because you're, part of you is missing in your mind. And that's just not true. You're not missing anything that God has for you. He can redeem as though you're not missing something right now, which is beautiful. But this is the third point. God wants to renew your mindset about your body. And this is huge. And we're kind of doing that this whole message, this whole teaching. But some of you felt like your body's betraying you, like I talked about before. You've had a lifelong condition. It's discouraged you from believing in your healing or taking care of yourself. But God's calling you to shift your focus. Romans 12:2 says this: do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And God's inviting you to think differently about your health. Instead of focusing on what's broken, and there may be some real things that are broken, things that don't work anymore, things that, you know, your eyes, your ears, whatever it is, focus on what he is doing. Even if you don't see complete healing yet, he's strengthening you, giving you wisdom. You know, I love that. God wants to give you wisdom about your health journey. He wants to give you surrounding you with the right medical resources if you just believe him for it. And I think of Paul's thorn in his flesh, you know, in 2 Corinthians 12:7-10, it says, you know, Paul has this physical affliction that he prayed for God to remove. And God told him, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. And Paul learns to boast in his weaknesses because God's strength was on display in him. Now, we don't know what that physical affliction was. All kinds of people have all kinds of hypotheses. It's just showing up as some sort of physical problem. Now, it could have been a debilitating issue. It could have been something that, you know, we don't know. Some people think it was like leg problem, eye problem, whatever it was. But it's great that it never defined it, because it can apply it to all of us, that maybe there's something that is a thorn in your flesh. So you're saying, if I can only read without my glasses, or it could be something really big, like I don't want to take any more shots for diabetes, or it could be something really big, like I have a disease that's debilitating that will only end in death. So what we have to learn to do, though, is to thank God for the health we do have, and to glory in what God can do in our life, why we have the strength and why we have the energy, and allow God to be big in our life. And I know for me personally, when I had the sickness of the parasite and then the chemo, for a while, people were coming over, because I didn't know what it was for the first few months. People were coming over, and I was like just giving the medical report, and just I was living with a medical condition that was dominating all the focus of my life. And people would come over and had great lives going on and wonderful stories and testimonies and things. And I was self-centered because of the sickness. So I was focusing more on what I just took a lot of space. And I was focused more on, oh yeah, pray for me because I have this and this and this. And I realized that people were exhausted. They would come over and they would pray and they were wonderful, but they were exhausted because they didn't, you know, see the healing and they didn't see the change. I was getting worse and they didn't want to come over anymore because I was self-absorbed in it. And it just feels awful. And it's okay to ask people for compassion and empathy and have your family and friendship structure share the pain and the suffering with you. But it was beyond that. And I realized that sickness and infirmity could be really selfish and self-focused. So I decided and determined in the middle of that I would, of course, be vulnerable when I needed to be. But for the most part, the 90% of my energy when people came, if not more, I was going to focus on what's going on in your life. What are the journeys you're on? What are the good? Tell me the good news. Tell me what's going on. And I all of a sudden had a quality that all the way until I was healed in March. Now, most of them didn't even know I was on hospice because I just kept it really private. And I had, you know, conversational energy, which was nice, but I didn't think I was going to die, but I didn't know if I would die or not. And so I just wanted to keep it private. And so they would come over and they're like, oh, you don't look good. It's okay. Don't worry about it. Tell me what's going on in your life. And I just engaged them. And I actually brought my best energy, which I didn't have much of, to those conversations, to those relationships. And some of you have to maybe re-gear how you're living your life with whatever condition you do have. And it could be a walker, so you don't go anywhere anymore because your legs don't work the way they used to, or because you're in pain, or you need the hip replacement, or you need whatever it is. Or maybe it's something that you were born with. And so you're in your 20s and you're like, I can't do what my friends do when they go onto the lake. And so I'm not going to go. And instead of thinking that way, think, what can I do? What can I do if I go out on a lake and I don't have the same capacity to have wakeboard and do what they're doing? What can I do? And let me thank God for what I can do and enjoy that instead of focusing on what I don't have. And I've lived with some people, or lived around some people, who have a spirit of infirmity, and it's marked by, you know, someone has a spirit of infirmity, it's marked by the fact that they can't not bring it up every time they're with you. And you see that a lot with elderly people who are 65 and above, where the first thing out of their mouth on a phone call or when you see them is the doctor's report, the medical report about what they're going through. And typically when that happens, and when you haven't asked, it's unprovoked and you just are living life and someone is absorbed in a medical process and that they're traumatized by, the enemy loves to piggyback on that in that trauma and so get them focused on that there's no life outside of it. And so if you recognize that on your own life, you need to break out of that. Maybe it's a chronic, you know, sickness. Like I know people have some environmental stuff. And so sometimes they're so focused on the environmental stuff and the environments they can't be in that they don't thrive in the ones they can be in. And that's where we need to learn how to refocus and train our minds so that we can actually, you know, you may have a condition that won't fully go away, but that doesn't mean God's not going to work through you and in you and with your relationships. And he wants to give you a grace to thrive despite what's going on in your body. And if you don't know Nick Vujicic, who was born with no arms and no legs, he leads one of the most inspiring ministries in the world today. I'm so glad he was born, period. But he was born in our generation. And he says, if God doesn't heal you, he'll use you. In other words, what God is going to do through you does not depend on something that's broken or healed in your body. It depends on your faith. And so this is a young man who, when he was young, he said, God, he was suicidal because he had no arms and legs. And he asked God to take his life. And you can hear his story. It's an amazing story. And then God gave him the will to live and to minister and to touch this generation. And he's spoken not just in churches and ministry world, but he's spoken to all kinds of politicians and all kinds of major people groups and celebrity groups because he's fearless and he's charismatic because God gave him a gift in the midst of the weakness he has. And he doesn't know if he had those arms and legs, if he would have got the audience. Maybe God could have given him the audience anyways, but there, God certainly has capitalized with Nick's faith on this generation. I think it's so beautiful. And I think, you know, one of the signs of the times as we move forward is going to be the trend of health and wellness. And we're going to see it more and more. Of course, we've been seeing over the last, it's always been an interest to humans. It's probably one of the top three interests to human beings. But we've been seeing over the last, 100 years in an increased way. But we're also seeing a major shift right now in the world towards health and longevity and advances in medicine, new discoveries about wellness, and even, of course, governmental figures like RFK, Make America's Better, Health Better Again, MAHA, pushing for better health policies that are, part of the shift that we're seeing. And we're going to see God dedicate a lot of energy behind this too in our generation. We're going to see more health books and health coaches, lifestyle, well-being coaches. And we're going to start to see the church, who has been typically more overweight than the average person in the world in Western countries. We're going to see Christians, part of the fruit and the evidence of Christianity, as we're going to see them carry their health differently, where we're not on the insurance top, wanted bills, but we're actually moving away from that because the average Christian is going to hear God and there's going to be conviction about our general health. Now that you may not be able to control the things that are outside of your control with health. I'm not talking about that, but I'm talking about your general health is going to be something that God shows you how to bring into submission of what his perfected will. And so I love 3 John 1:2. It says, dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well. And this verse shows like God's desire for both you and your soul and your body to be well. And he's moving this generation to restore what's been lost and to bring fresh revelation about health and healing. And it's really important that we understand that because, I have 2 little kids. So they're like 10 and 11. They're a little bit bigger than little now, but, and they're, we'll get together with other families and they're asking, how are you guys managing screen time? How are you guys managing devices? How are you guys managing food and what they'll eat? Our kids eat only, kid food. Our kids only do this. And so it's one of the conversations we have. So when God gives you strategies in those areas, it affects your local community because they see it's different. Because most of us are struggling with the same things. But when God gives you a strategy or he gives you discipline as a family to really follow his will in some of the areas of health, whether it be a screen time thing or whether it be a how you eat or how you sleep or whatever, it really makes an impact on your community. And then we have figures who are going to be raised up to be social media influencers over the issue of health and Christianity. I think of Dr. Josh Axe, who's an incredible voice out there for health and well-being as a nutritionist. And I think of and some of the other things he does. And I think of, like his messages. Sometimes I see his messages and it's like a before and after moment of the day, like a devotional time, because I'll see his message about something he's bringing out that to encourage you. And it just says, don't do this, do this, or whatever it is. And I just think that there's more voices that are going to help us to be Holy Spirit conscious over our health journey that are going to be raised up. And I want to encourage you, God wants to show you how to partner with your health journey. And again, it's just sometimes as simple as prayer, just giving it to him in the morning and saying, God, help me to want to work out today or have exercise in my life today. Help me to want to, eat healthy today. Or it could be more complicated where there's something in your body you've put off. And I think of friends who've had, one of my friends had a hearing problem and he started to, for a year and a half or 2 years, he wasn't enjoying his family times or his connect times because he couldn't hear what was going on around him, but it was too stubborn to get the hearing aids because it was a whole process for the condition he had. So he just kept putting it off, procrastinating, and he lost 2 years of really good connection time with his family. And he started to get older in his mindset until he had a revelation of God, go in and get your ears fixed. Compelling, this is a gift to you. Go get them fixed. Like, go do this. And he did it. And he realized that was the Holy Spirit because I got my life back. My hearing was affecting my whole quality of relationships, which at this stage of my life is the what my life centers around, is visiting with our grandkids and kids and everyone else. And so when I heard that from him, I wanted to apply that to myself as a much younger man. Like, what am I not working on? What am I not giving myself to in my health journey that God has for me? And am I robbing any of my quality connections and relationships because I don't want to get something worked on, or I'm procrastinating because I'm, whatever. And I just think it's really important that we focus on our health journey with God. And I want to invite you to look at your body right now and bless it. Bless your body. Like, look at, thank you, God, for my strength. Thank you for what I do have. Don't worry. Like, if the first thought that comes up is I hate my allergies, if the first thought that comes up is I can't walk the same way, I can't exercise the same way, that's the voice of your flesh and the enemy. Just focus on, like, I love God, my body. God, I bless my body. Maybe you don't love your body. You say, God, give me a love for my body. Give me a love for my physical body so that I can pour and sow in health and life and to my own being. Some of you don't love yourself in this area. You hate yourself in this area. Or maybe it's just one area you hate. And it's actually, like it says in Ecclesiastes, one fly in a perfume spoils the whole batch. Maybe there's one thing you don't like. My nose, I need to get it fixed, whatever it is. You know, it may be cosmetic. It could be, physical, whatever. You know, I have too many moles on my back, whatever you have, And I feel like some of you can relate to that and go, man, I don't want to look at the negative in my life to define my whole health journey anymore, because God is so good. It's like feeling betrayed by one thing, and yet then you don't partner your faith for all the good. You don't look at all that you have that's so beautiful and good. And I know that if you've so into your health journey, you bless your body and you actually ask Holy Spirit to speak to you, you're going to have a different outcome than people who don't. Yeah, far different outcome than people who don't. Even people who can be really disciplined and do a really good physical fitness journey won't have the same quality of fruit as those who could bless their body and come into alignment with what God planned before time began over your body, that you could walk this out. And those of you who do have something debilitating, you could have that Nick Vujicic response, which is, God, even if you don't heal me, you're going to use me. And I'm just going to thank you anyways. And I'm going to have a maximized life, even with a weakness or something that is a thorn in my flesh, like Paul. And I think that's important for us to do that. So thank God for your health. Don't worry about what's not working and what isn't healed, but thank him if you can see. Thank him if you can run. Thank him if you can fight off strep throat or flus or viruses. Ask him for forgiveness for judging your body and hating something that's wrong with you that isn't as important as what's right with you. And ask him to retrain your mind and just do this. Like, maybe take 30 days and do this. Like, man, the first thing I think about with my body is this negative thing. I'm going to stop doing that. I'm going to thank God for what I do like. I like my eyes, or I like my, I like my legs, whatever it is. I like my strength. I like the fact that I don't get sick. Whatever your things that are good about your body is, you're going to start there and thank God for those things and ask him for more health. Ask him to accumulate in you health. And here's how you can really align yourself to what God's doing. The first thing is, pray over your body daily and do this for the next 30 days. Seriously, invite Holy Spirit to be a part of your health journey. Ask him if there's any decisions you can make that are different than you would make in your own flesh or your own humanity that would serve him. It's going to change you. It's going to change you completely, because you're going to say, not my will, but yours be done, God, over my physical journey. You may all of a sudden need to go to the dentist. You may need to go get something taken care of that you were putting off because you're like, I don't want to spend money on that or time on that. And the Holy Spirit shows you. Now, the number one thing people died of before 100 years ago was tooth decay. It's like, it's crazy the fact that we procrastinate and put off things in our health because we think it's more spiritual to not do it than to actually take care of our health and do something about it. And it's not more spiritual. God wants you to take care of your health. It's actually part of godly stewardship. And it's contrasted by the world, who does put off their health journey and doesn't actually do something with their health. The number two thing is, take steps towards better health. Just even before God speaks to you, what you can do. Can I change my diet? Can I exercise more? Can I seek medical help for something I know that I need to change in? And then stand in faith as you do it. Don't do it just out of your own strength and out of your own flesh. Stand in faith. Say, God, this is part of how I'm going to serve you in my Christianity. I'm going to go after you this way. And then speak life over your body and stop declaring, I'm more sick. Oh, my body sucks. I'm too fat. I get colds all the time, whatever. Or if it's a sickness that you actually are, you have, that's very real, like a very real disease in your body. And you're just like, oh, my body has failed. Then start to look at it differently. Like, I've had my body all these years without this. Or maybe you've had it all your life, but it's like, here's what I do have. Here's the energy I do have, like we talked about before. And just start to declare, God's strengthened me. And I speak of my body's strength and life and health. And number four, receive wisdom for your health. And Some of you have been through a whole line of treatments because of that adrenal fatigue, or you've gone through the hormone therapy, or you've done whatever you've done, and the chiropractor thing or whatever. And then you just kind of go, well, it's good enough, but it's not. And you know, it's not, and you don't have what you think you could have. And that's because the Holy Spirit's indicating that there's more, but it's exhausting to go through a medical process, especially one that didn't work, especially one that didn't bear full fruit. And so I'm going to encourage you, God may, in his wisdom, be bringing new doctors, new medical processes, new health efforts, new trainer, whatever it is around you. And it's, you know, even simple lifestyle changes, they're going to shift your health. And pay attention to the wisdom and reset your mind, reset your spirit to do it out of faith, and let faith act, do something for real. Because one of the worst enemies we have is when we've tried to do something that's good and it didn't work out. And then God brings another thing into our life to invest into, and we don't do it because we were disappointed with what didn't happen before. And that happens in physical journeys all the time. And it's very untalked about. People don't talk about it. Like you go through the full diet plan, or you go through the full cancer treatment cure, or you go through the full whatever it is, you know, ALS treatment, and it doesn't work. And so then you're so exhausted, you don't want to spend energy doing it again, because you only have so much energy in your life, especially if you have a disease that's has a death label on it. You know, it's like, I don't want to do it again. But ask God if there's anything you can do in this stage of your life. And if there's something that feels big, and you've already done something big, don't compare it and say, well, that didn't work, so this one either. Because what if? What if God's bringing something into your life? And somebody need to hear this. It may be like a little bit of a spanking, not because of me, but because the Holy Spirit's saying, hey, I'm trying to bring a new health process in your life. And because you're physically exhausted with what you tried before, because somebody didn't do what they were supposed to do for you, or because your body didn't respond the way you thought it was going to respond, you're not doing it. But step up in faith again, step up to the bat again, and follow the way of faith. Don't just give up. Don't just press pause. Don't just get exhausted and sleep it out, but actually step up in faith again. And the fifth thing is trust God's process. Whether healing comes instantly or over time, trust that what he's doing with you, like, you know, trust is hard when you're waiting. And for physical things, a lot of times, like we're waiting for x-rays to come back, or you're waiting for tests to come back, blood tests or saliva tests or whatever. When you're waiting for anything, it takes time and energy. I know, like for me, we went through a whole medical process to see where we're at with our levels and see if anything needed to happen. My wife and I remember just like when I was waiting for the test, I'm like, are they going to find anything bigger? And there's that place where once you engage it, it's like you're opening yourself up vulnerably to be, and being, you know, in a medical process, one of the most vulnerable thing you could do, but vulnerably to, there could be something wrong. And I know one of our other friends was sharing how it was him and his wife, they both went through it, but he didn't want to go through the medical process she had just gone on because she discovered some things and she had to manage. And he just didn't want one more thing to manage. And he was really concerned that he was pre-diabetic because of how his lifestyle was. And he was a little overweight and the whole thing. And one of his doctors said he might be. And so he was so nervous about it that when he went to the doctor finally and just did this, because he just wasn't feeling well, he wasn't doing well. And the doctor gave him all the stuff back and he said, okay, you know, and he was waiting for the ball to drop. You're pre-diabetic or you're diabetic, you know, and he wasn't at all, like not even a little bit. And so he's like, oh my gosh, this is so weird. And the doctor said, but you do need to work on this, 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 and there's nutrition and health stuff to work on. And so he just was like, thank you, God, for what I do have. And I was so afraid of this diabetes thing that's in my family line. A lot of them get diabetes because of how they eat and their lifestyle and whatever, that I didn't go to the doctor for so long that I was robbing myself of some of the journey I got to go on with this doctor to actually get better, to actually feel way better with testosterone and all kinds of stuff that he was doing. And I'm just like, I don't want to be like, when you hear those stories, you should also hear them for yourself to go, God, is there any area in myself that I'm resisting because of fear or because of a bad label or a bad report or because I don't trust doctors anymore because someone did something that didn't work or whatever, or the pharmaceutical companies are all crazy right now, all whatever it is. Like, can I reset my expectation and go, God, you want to use maybe a medical process in my life, not just a healing process. And that's a hard one for some of you. I'm going to encourage you, you know, like let God physically reset your expectations over your healing process. And this season is your reset season for your body, for your health. And God wants to move in your health, and he's lifting discouragement. He wants to renew your mindset. He wants to bring simple breakthroughs right now. And I want to pray for you because I think that some of this happens because God moves, not just because you hear truth, but because you allow the Holy Spirit to move in your life. You allow God to speak to you. You allow the word that you've been reading, the Bible that's been discipling you, to actually now rest in you with the Holy Spirit over it. So it actually changes you. And before we do that, I do want to encourage you that this is a ministry podcast done by Bowles Ministries, our ministry. And we sure do appreciate all of the giving and partnership we have from listeners and viewers just like you. And I'm going to encourage you that we need your help to go forward in the ministry every month. Like every month, you guys make this work. You guys send our voice to the nations. You help make a difference. We get thousands of reports a month over the impact our ministry is having. And our impact is your impact as you give donations and as you give partnership. And our partners are some of our favorite people in the world. We get to know you because we have a partnership program and we get to give back and sow back into you. We meet with our partners every month via Zoom. We sow back into your life. We have prayer times. It's so good. So I'm going to encourage you to come join our partnership program too, which is just giving a monthly gift of any amount. There's no too little. There's definitely no too big. So come be a part of our partnership program. But I just wanted to mention that to you because this is part of a ministry that we have to be able to minister to you through social media and through podcasting that I think has been so profound to hear your feedback, especially those of you who hashtag my turn and let us pray for you. I love to hear the breakthrough reports that happen because we get a partner of faith to your story. So let's pray real fast. Father, not real fast, actually. Let's just pray and see how long it's going to be. Father, Lord, I know that you care about each and every part of us. And God, I pray that as we're together here, I pray for fresh grace for everyone who's watching or listening, God, that there would be grace over healing, that there'd be grace over strength and renewal, that there'd be grace over our bodies, God, in such a profound way. I do rebuke sickness, and I pray, God, that there would be miraculous healings through this episode, through people who are watching right now. But God, those who don't get healed, and again, unfortunately, that's a majority right now, that would you bring a healing of hopelessness. And I declare life over your health. I declare life over you, the child of God. I declare a Holy Spirit to lead you into wisdom for your body and that he would bring his goodness and his health journey to you. And I pray that you would feel like this is now incorporated part of your Christianity. And if it already was, that he would bless it to be even more of a part. If it was never a part of your spiritual journey, you only looked at your spirit, maybe your emotions and mental health, but you segregated your body from part of this and you didn't listen to God for your body. You didn't go on that physical health journey. I pray that God would give you the grace, especially those of you who are suffering right now, that he'd give you the grace to incorporate that relationship, to be centralized around that relationship with him, even in your body, even in whatever you're carrying in your body. God, would you just even give us a vision of what our health journey is supposed to look like? Give us a picture in our hearts and our minds and our body of what it's supposed to look like. And God, help us to bless and keep blessing our body. Lord, we love the fact that you gave us this body. We love the fact that maybe we're born in a fallen world, so there's some imperfections and maybe there's some stuff that happened. But ultimately, Lord, you gave us this body. And I pray that you would help us to bless the bodies of our children, our grandchildren, God. Maybe somebody has autism or maybe somebody has something like a disease or something else. And so it's hard sometimes to know, well, how do I bless a body that is carrying something that I'm not sure how to pray for or what to do with other than a medical process or a developmental process. And God wants to give you courage and strength to look at these things again with his spirit. And he's going to show you how to bless people and to, even people who have something that's a label that they're going to be maximized in their lifetime as they partner their faith to God, as you partner your faith with them for what God wants to do in their life. And I pray that you would have courage over your health journey today. Courage that maybe some of you stopped it because of what went wrong. I'm going to encourage you to have courage. And I just speak over you. I know there's a lot happening in pharmaceuticals. I know there's a lot of distrust over what's happened in nations, over all kinds of things that we're finding out. I know that that's true. So a lot of people are exhausted with the medical community, but there's so much good happening. There's so many medical breakthroughs happening. God gives people medicine. Not all medicine is from God. Not all pharmaceuticals are from God because some of them are very poisonous and bad, but God is bringing medical breakthroughs that you just don't want to miss out on because of fear over what humanity, fallen humans, have done poorly in the medical industry, the medical fields. God's raising up new clinics. God's raising up people who would help you. God's raising up things that are going to be whole new models and whole new tools. And even in the midst of that, God's going to use some of the things that are happening right now in hospitals all around the world. And I'm going to encourage you, don't demonize and villainize hospitals or pharmaceuticals. Villainize and demonize how the enemies use them and how that man has sinned and try to gain falsely through them. And so ask God about medicines. Ask God about medical processes before you just judge it and before you villainize it. And of course, go in, you know, wise as serpents, gentle as doves. But God wants to reset some of you from just the fear you have or some of the judgment you have against the whole operating system of of the medical industry. And what if he has a gift for you in the middle of the medical industry and you can't hear it or see it because of some of the fear you have because of what man sinned in? What if God is using people there? What if God's commissioned people there? What if God's giving breakthroughs and inventions there and you miss it because your heart has grown hard and something that God is saying, be wise, but don't harden your hearts. And it's really important that we keep ourselves as open as possible. Well, I hope that this helped you today. And if it did, make sure to tell us. And we want to hear from you guys. So make sure to tell us in the comments below. I'll be reading them for those of you joining us on YouTube. Or if you're seeing a clip of this on Instagram or seeing a clip of this somewhere else, I'm going to encourage you, give us feedback. Tell us how we're doing. Tell us how we partner in prayer and faith for you. Give us testimonies of what God's doing in your life. We want to hear from you. And we'll see you next time on Exploring the Prophetic. Thank you for listening. You can become part of our live stream by joining our social media channels on YouTube or Facebook and hitting notifications. I want to invite you also to come with us on the journey of helping Christians have a healthy, biblically sound, prophetic perspective by sharing this podcast, liking it, or writing a review, or become a partner with Bulls Ministries. We have an incredible partnership program with an online partner-only page with so much content, as well as a partner care team are engaged with your prayer needs every day. Until then, I want to remind you that according to 2 Timothy 1:7, God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. Talk to you next time.